And I'm not saying that we should allow the Jews to live among us anymore. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there's certain white people who have some Edomite or Canaanite blood.
But then we can't call them white anymore.
But how do, okay.
Well, by Yahweh's definition, when he said in Deuteronomy 23 to the 10th generation, not forever and ever, he was just putting out 10th generation as a number we could wrap our heads around and understand in our mind. And if you calculate out the ancestors that a person has in 10 generations, that would work out to one out of about 1,100. So if one out of 1,100 of your ancestors is something other than Israelite, then you're certainly automatically excluded. So that's an absolutely minuscule amount.
It sounds like what you're saying is that we don't have to worry about whether the other white people who are now Christians will be attracted to our message or not.
Can we call them Christians?
You're always begging the question.
I know I am, but that's a serious question. What do we call them? Those in churchianity
who
worship the image of the beast.
Jesus said, feed my sheep. It didn't say, feed my sheep who agree with me.
But aren't we doing that? Aren't we trying to feed the sheep? We don't want to feed them.
Well, of course we're trying to. But what I'm saying is that this proposition that Bill and Clifton have concocted is going to drive the sheep away. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
it's not universalism. I'm not including any non-whites in our flock. Absolutely not.
I'm just saying, though, if this were a message for the world would be drawn to it, and typically most people hate the truth.
But aren't we instructed to feed the sheep and hunt and
aren't
fish?
We doing that? That we're feeding them the truth.
Well,
feed them things they want to hear.
Yeah, but if you're teaching them a lie, you know, put aside the Mamzer issue. If we're teaching them the lie, and this is what Bill and Clifton are saying, if we're teaching them the lie that all non-whites will be destroyed at the judgment day, so many good white people who would come to our cause will just be rebuffed and repulsed by that idea. Now, maybe it's true, but they haven't proved it that it's true.
Well, why would they be repulsed, though? Do they have more love for these Congoids over in the jungles than they do for the message of Yeshua?
How are they going to be converted if the message is one of hatred? We're supposed to love our brethren whether they agree with us or not.
Absolutely.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we water down the message to make it more palatable for them.
Well, but what's the message? The message is separation, not extermination. That's the point I'm making.
I've never called for extermination, and I won't call for that, and I've never heard anybody in our circle call for that.
Let me say this one more time, Brian. This concocted message that Bill and Clifton have come up with says, we're not going to destroy the non-whites. Yahweh is going to destroy the non-whites because, quote-unquote, he did not plant them.
Well, if Yahweh wants to do that, that's his prerogative.
Well, of course it's his prerogative.
I don't know.
We cannot put words in his mouth if that's not what he said.
I don't know exactly how things are going to play out. I do know that, of course, since it's written word for word, there's definitive, no argument can be made about it. The Edomites are all going to be burnt, period.
Right. Okay, all right. All I'm doing is raising the issue that some white people have a limited amount of Canaanite blood.
And we can't call them white, though. That's the fundamental issue.
So... any Mamzer, to whatever extent, you can't accept any Mamzer, even if it's one gene in 1,000 or one gene in 1,000,000.
How could we then? They wouldn't be God's creation.
Well, again, here's my point. Here's my point. They are not the ones guilty of the Mamzerization. It's their parents, okay?
That's unfortunate.
Listen to me. All I'm saying is they will be allowed to die off on their own, as all Mamzers would. It's not necessarily the case that they will be exterminated on the judgment day. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I understand that view, but if they're put in their own corner of the world, they'll perpetuate their mixed race by continuing to breed incessantly.
No, they won't, because they'll be overwhelmed with blacks and Mongolians. Their gene pool will die out. The only way these Edomites and Canaanites can survive is by feeding off of us. Well, Genesis 3:15.
Scientifically, that idea is not really valid, though, since they've done well when they've look at the Yemenite Jews. They've been amongst the Arabs for centuries, over a millennium. They're still doing pretty well. They're not dying off.
Oh well, maybe you're right there. You know, the genetic studies show that when you allow the original race, such as black and Mongol, to live among themselves for generation after generation, they perpetuate their own race. Okay, if you try to mix in with them, see, this is what the Jews do. They specifically create their own, what's the word? Genome, put it that way.